Hello, welcome to Living a Lifestyle of Prayer. My name is Deb Weekly, and I will be reading The Doorway to a Changed Life. Let's pray. Oh, Lord Jesus, we love you. Lord, we're so thankful to be here today. I'm so honored that my friend is here listening. I pray that today's devotional would really encourage her. I pray that whatever's happening in her life, she would be able to press the pause button for just a moment to sit and listen. And I pray that your Holy Spirit and your love will wash over her and fill her up to the brim. And I pray that the Spirit of wisdom would speak to her and just help her to learn something she would remember for the rest of her life. In Jesus' name, come Holy Spirit. Amen. The scripture for today is 2 Chronicles 20, verse 12, B and C in the New International Version. For we have no power to face this vast army that is attacking us. We do not know what to do, but our eyes are on you. Mama, have you come to a place in your life where you desperately desire to change? Maybe you struggle with anxiety or depression, or perhaps your relationship with your husband or one of your children feels broken. You might even say something like my son used to say when he was little and frustrated, "I don't know what to do because I don't know what to do." I struggled with anxiety for many years as a mom. I really wish this wasn't part of my story, but it is. I felt fearful, mainly because of the home I grew up in was a terrible and broken home. And I knew I didn't want to replicate it in any way for my children. I felt worried about not knowing how to be a Christian mom, and I was so scared of making mistakes and messing up my kids. I cried out to God, and I asked him for help. Many of my prayers echoed Jehoshaphat's cries to God when he said, "We do not know what to do, but our eyes are on you." That's the way I felt. I didn't know what to do, and I was at a loss for how to change. I remember when my daughter was 3, just going into her room so many times and kneeling beside her bed and crying out to God and just asking him for help. And he would answer me, and he simply said, "Spend time with me, Deb." And so I did. I started reading my Bible and writing the scriptures that spoke to me on index cards and placed them around the house. I also recorded them with a tape player and listened in my car. I spoke these scriptures out loud to myself. Things like, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me," began to come out of my mouth when I would feel anxious or afraid. I was beginning to change because I was speaking out these scriptures, and it made me so happy. I went through another hard season when my kids grew up and I became an empty nester. I poured my heart and my soul into my family, and with my husband and Jesus, created a beautiful Christian home that I'm so proud of today. But when my kids left, it was so hard. There was a great deal of emptiness in my heart, and I became depressed. I didn't know how to live life with all the changes that had come, and I cried out to God again, and he met me where I was. I kept reading and speaking the word out loud over myself, and it really helped. God also called me to start the Help Club, and Jesus began creating a whole new life for me with this wonderful ministry. Fast forward several years to the pandemic, and I began feeling anxious. I cried out to God, but this time he gave me a new idea, and it came through my friend Linda, whose husband had just been diagnosed with a horrible, inoperable brain tumor, which I just want to tell you guys, he's been completely healed miraculously by God. But one day I called her to pray, and she told me she had just spent the past couple of hours worshiping in her home before my call. I was so amazed. I didn't know it was something you did at home. I mean, I played worship music all the time and I loved it, but the concept of worshiping at home, just like you did at church, never crossed my mind. Linda then said to me, "How about I come over and we can worship?" And she did, and from that moment on, I began worshiping God every morning before I read my Bible. Then over time, a miracle happened. The fear and anxiety began to leave, it was like my mind started to change and I was becoming this whole other person. For once in my life, I felt confident and I trusted God more. It's as if by osmosis, singing songs about the power of God, His character, His dependability, and His love kicked off an internal work in my heart that brought me a feeling of peace that I have never known before. And many years later, I still feel peaceful. So how about you, my friend? Do you want to change? Let the Word of God, prayer, and worship become a doorway to your changed life. Pray and ask God what He wants you to do, even asking Him for scriptures to read and worship songs to sing. He will help you, and you will be so happy you cried out to Him. I'm praying for you. Here are some great scriptures to help you get started praying to overcome anxiety. The first one is Philippians 4, 6 through 7 in the New International Version. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. 2 Timothy 1 verse 7 in the New King James Version. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And the last one is Joshua 1 9 in the New International Version. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. And I pray for you, my dear friend, that just as the Lord has led me to speak out the word of God and to worship, He will also help you to overcome any fear and anxiety and depression by speaking the word of God over your life and by worshiping. So I want to close in prayer. And I just want you to know before I pray that you can trust God. He will help you through this. You're not stuck. You're not always going to be depressed. You're not always going to have anxiety. You're not always going to be sad, because God is faithful and He's working and He loves you so much. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, for my wonderful friend who is listening today. And God, I just pray that she would know the wide and long and high and deep love of Jesus Christ right now. God, that you would give her the spirit of wisdom and revelation, that she would know you better, that the eyes of her heart would be enlightened, that she would know the hope to which she has been called, the blessed inheritance in the saints, and the incomparably great power that's your mighty strength that's working in her, in her life, for those who believe. Oh, Lord, I just pray a blessing over her. I pray for the peace that passes all understanding to guard her heart and mind in Christ Jesus. And I pray that whatever was for her from today's devotional, that you would speak to her heart. And whatever wasn't for her, then it would fall to the ground. And most of all, that she would know that you love her, and you are going to bring the breakthrough that she needs. In Jesus' name, amen. Jesus loves you so much. Thank you for being here. Bye-bye.